I wonder how much the party line determined what issues the unemployed workers took up.
They took up many political issues as well as economic. Any economic action that they were taking is political action too, because any action you take against the status quo is political action. But I mean, we say the politics versus economics, and the unemployed workers were quite active in both sides, both in the political, they took political action, and they joined socialist parties, they joined the communist parties, and so on, in different groups and localities. And but basically, the unemployed movement was based on a bread and butter fight, which is economic, you might say. That was it. They had their back to the wall, they were starving, and they had to fight. That was simple as that. So basically, that movement was not so politically involved. It was more economic, struggle for an existence, survival, even. That's what it amounted to.
How did the local bloc committees choose their representatives?
To the bloc committees?
Yeah.
All right. A few unemployed would get together at one of the houses, and they would discuss their problems. And then the good lady of the house would make us a coffee, a sandwich, or whatever she had, and we'd have a little enjoyable evening, a social evening. And out of that group, we would elect a delegate to represent that bloc committee on the local council of the North Burnaby, I think it was mostly held over there, the local council. And out of the local council, they sent the elected delegates to go to the Vancouver council and even to the provincial. It is set up much in the same way as the trade union movement is today. You know, very much the same. And also in the communist countries, the election is on that basis. The hospital runs, have a meeting. They elect their delegates to run that hospital, and out of those delegates, they elect a delegate to go to the other bodies, to the higher bodies. So that's the only way you can't have complete democracy and complete freedom in any movement and make it work. You have to have a means of elimination. You have to eliminate, you can't have all the people going to one council meeting, for instance. So you send your delegate to represent you and the instructions to bring in forth this point or that point, whatever the case might be. And it's practically the same as the trade union movement. And you'd say they get Russia today, you know, that maybe the janitor is the chief of that hospital, the head of that hospital, in the committee that runs that hospital. He may be the head. Or the nurse might be. It doesn't have to be doctors. Doctors are only one segment of it. And the janitor is just as vital as the doctor in that hospital. Without the janitor, the doctor couldn't operate. Without the nurses, he couldn't get along, and so on. So in society today, we have to be dependent on one another. You know, we're not able to go ahead and do things that we want to do, and we have complete freedom to do what we like. We have to have a certain amount of regimentation, a certain amount of control, a certain amount of centralization, and that is all the democracy we can expect. We can't expect any more. There's too goddamn much democracy today. The people can do what they like. They burn down the schools, and we have to pay to rebuild them, and all this sort of thing. We mustn't harm the kids. You mustn't harm the burglars. Like I said to the cop the other day, I said, "What the heck are you packing that gun for? You can't use it." Well, he said, "We carry it for an ornament now." So that's the way it is. And we don't blame the people. We blame this rock system for it. We blame the system. You can compare this, for instance, with Yugoslavia, compare with Russia, compare it with China, any of those communist countries, and you'll find that there's not a prostitute in the streets. Not one. They don't have to be. See, they make it so that they don't have to have prostitutes. You don't see them burning down schools. You don't see them sabotaging and drug pushers and all that. It is the rotten foundation of our system that's destroying capitalism. Capitalism is based on immorality. And the preachers try to preach Christianity out of the pulpit. But they never attack the basis of what's causing that, you see. For instance, out of private property, and private property is the basis. Out of private property comes interest, rents, and profits. out of interest, rents, and profits come, and the struggle to acquire that creates the badness in people, the greed, the selfishness, the hell with you, brother, I'm all right. That is the attitude, but not under a socialist system. Everybody's problem is your problem. That's the way that the socialist system operates. And we help one another. We work to the community, do our best for the community, and the community does its best for us. Now, what more can we ask for than that? The matter of money is gone by the board. Forget all about money. And that is the way they survive. And it's a much better feeling, you know. I'm in business, and I'm exploiting. I'm an exploiter. I don't like it. But when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. I preach against it, but I'm guilty of that offense. Every time I hire a worker, I'm hiring for one purpose only, exploit them. That is the basis of capitalism. That's how capitalism functions. So that is the way it is. And until I can convince the majority of the Canadian people that they're living in an immoral society and they've got to change it to a humane society, based on brotherly love and brotherhood of man principle. And until I can convince the Canadian people that this is the proper way, I have to do as the Romans do. So I exploit. I don't exploit to the extent that some others do, but still I'm an exploiter. Whether you do it more or less, I don't think matters. Yeah.
Getting back to the 30s, so was your position, you were the delegate for East Burnaby? Is that what your position in the unemployed organization was?
Yeah, I was one of the delegates. One of the committee to run East Burnaby group, and I was elected as a delegate to go to the North Burnaby and to Vancouver, representing the whole of East Burnaby, which was all of the block committees representing that up to our central meeting, and from there up to the higher body. And it was organized much on the same principle as the trade union movement is, very much the same.